Nathan Chardine. Nate Chardine, welcome. Thanks for coming and talking to me.
Thanks for having me.
It's all right. You directed a film called...
The Vampire Formerly Known as Dracula.
The Vampire Formerly Known as Dracula. Now it sounds like it's a comedy. Is it a comedy?
Yep. It's a vampire comedy.
It's a vampire comedy. Good. Yeah. We need more of those.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't have, what's his name, George Hamilton in it. That's the only vampire comedy I can think of.
No.
Now, this is a script that the Milwaukee Film Program called Collaborative Cinema developed, right? Yep. Who's the fellow who wrote it?
Ian Walls.
Ian Walls. Where does he go to school?
I think he's a Milwaukee High School of Arts student.
High School of the Arts. Okay. Yes. He works over there with Ralph Chaines and those guys. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yep, and he was actually a freshman when he wrote it, so he's becoming a sophomore now.
So he's got a lot more years.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep,
great.
A lot more years ahead of him.
Did you work with him a lot on the script, or did he... You're not just out of high school, but you've been with the Collaborative Cinema Program since you were in high school.
2007, yeah.
Right.
I was a junior in high school when I got started with it.
Right, And how did you get started with it?
Actually, when you were the director of Collaborative Cinema, you needed someone to make a promotional video for it.
That was your first part of it, right?
Yeah.
You came and shot a bunch of film and edited it together.
Mm-hmm.
Edited it. It's always a hard word for me to say.
Yep.
Together. And it's, I don't know if it's still up online or not, but it was for many
years.
Probably
somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere it's available.
Yeah.
Right. So that was the first. And then you were like a super PA for 1 year when we did Spare Change.
Yep. Every year afterwards, I tried to be on set in some way.
Right.
And so I think the only year I wasn't on set was for Ward 3.
Right.
And then for, Spare Change, it was like a super PA associate producer kind of position.
Right.
And then PA afterwards for...
Memento Mori.
Yep, Memento Mori.
Well, now, how did you get to... And you just recently graduated from MATC, right?
Yeah, I graduated May 2011.
I've
since been going back for photography.
Okay, taking more classes.
Yep.
For photography. Yep. Well, now, how did you get the job directing? Because usually in the past, it's always been sort of what we think of more as a professional filmmaker, somebody who's been part of it. Now, but how did you... They changed the whole thing.
Yeah, they've actually decided to open the director position up to recently graduated college students.
Right.
So what they did was they let recently graduated students apply. So you just send in kind of a resume and a demo reel.
Okay.
And then they select the top five from those that entered. And the top five then get the top five screenplays from the workshops that they did with
the
students.
Was that arbitrarily passed out, or did you get to say, I like this one, I pick this one?
No, we got all five.
Okay.
We got all five screenplays, and then we chose one. We chose the one we liked best, and then we pitched it to a panel of judges.
Right.
And then the judges then picked the person they like that they wanted to direct. And so
that's great. So they you get the experience of pitching, which is the biggest part, one of the bigger parts of directing in Hollywood or New York or anywhere you direct.
Yeah, that was actually, I think, my first time really pitching anything.
Yeah.
So
great.
It was really nerve-wracking going in, but so I made a nice PowerPoint.
So did they choose the script based on your pitch of it, or did they choose the you based on the script?
Yeah, it was whichever person gave the best project overall. So it could have been any script that I chose, but if they liked me and they liked the project I was presenting to them, it'd be that script that I chose. So,
do you know how many of the top five directors chose that script?
I think it was three total.
Three, okay.
So three chose The Vampire Formerly Known as Dracula, and then I don't know what other two were.
Okay, right.
Did, so.
Great, great. Yep. So a bunch of the way Collaborative Cinema works, if it still works the same way, is a bunch of screenwriters mentor these high school students from starting in January, I guess, in writing the script. So were you part of that process, or?
I was there just to help out, but I wasn't mentoring anyone.
Okay.
So,
Will you be part of that process this year, do you think?
I hope so. I'd like to be. So we'll see.
Great. It's a great program, Collaborative Cinema.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Try to be involved with it every year. So.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah. So this was you've directed before as school projects, and obviously the little documentary on the Collaborative Cinema program that you did in 2007.
Yeah.
But is this your first narrative?
Yeah, I'd say this is my first really narrative short. I've done, I've collaborated directing wise on like 48 hour things
right.
in the past,
right.
but standalone me directing, yeah, this is my right. first narrative short.
Where so. Everybody turns to you when it clouds over and starts yeah. looks like it's gonna rain, right?
Yep.
What do we do, boss? Right.
Yeah. Yep.
How was that?
That was good, actually. It wasn't as stressful as I thought it was going to be at all.
Yeah.
And I think METC, we actually have to direct live a couple times.
Right.
So I think that got me ready for it.
Yeah. So you know what pressure is about if
yeah.
you're doing it live. Right?
Yeah. So, yeah, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was. I tried to go in really prepared. I had a lot of people telling me or advising me, be prepared to cut shots when
right.
we need them. What shots would you like to cut, combine, that kind of thing. So.
Oh, good. So I was going to say, you usually have really good support, a good support
yeah.
system
yep,
there
for
from
sure.
the producer to all the... So who was your backup? Who were your main mentors, your mentors, and the directing process?
Well, early on through most pre-production, it was Vinny Bassese.
Okay.
He was helping me get ready for that. And then on set... Producers would advise
right,
me, so
there.
Satora and Susan Cairns.
Satora Takaniel?
Yep.
She was a producer?
Yep, she was a producer. So I had those two. Lance Miller was the AD,
yeah.
so he was great to have.
Right.
And
I know Vinny Bassese, Carlo Bassese is great. He's been involved in the program since the beginning, too, I think,
yeah.
as a first mentoring screenwriters and then mentoring filmmakers at the Filmmakers Forum that we used to do. And,
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he tried to give as much time as he could because he was also busy with the sponsor trailer. So.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, he doesn't always have enough time.
Yeah.
Lately, he's done
he's
the sponsor
guy.
Trailer.
Yeah.
And who was your DP?
Mike Krieger was.
Mike Krieger.
Yep.
So as you do this, you have professionals helping you, doing those jobs, mentoring you and doing the jobs of DP and... The first AD, you said, what's his name again?
Lance Miller.
Right, so he's a professional first.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yep.
And you also have on your crew college students still?
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, so we have college students that are basically interns with like we had interns for camera department, we had interns for art department, things like that. And so we also had high school students on set that... switch through each department, get experience in each of those.
So they work all the disciplines,
yep.
all the crafts, and
yep.
get to sort of.
They go to sound. They go to art department. They go to camera department. They go to directing. So I kind of
right.
would give some advice.
So you got to work with all of them too.
Yeah.
And how many days shooting did you have?
We had 3 days.
3 days.
3 days shooting. Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Sunday. So you
yep.
work over the weekend. Oh. Monday through, you mean Saturday
I mean
through
Monday? Friday through Sunday.
Friday through Sunday, okay.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you work through the weekend.
Yep.
That way all the guys who are shooting commercials the rest of the time can.
Yeah.
And all those guys, as I remember it, used to love to work on the collaborative cinema project because they don't get to do narrative that much. They
yeah.
usually are shooting commercials or documentaries or things like that. And it's really it's a different sort of
yeah,
energy
is.
You get when you do narrative.
Yeah.
And who were your actors?
We had, in the lead as Dracula, we had Rick Penzick.
Okay.
He's a local actor. He works with First Stage a lot.
Sure.
And actually right now he's in Avenue Q at the Skylight.
At Skylight,
so you
great.
Can check him out there.
Right.
And the main actress, lead actress we had is Elizabeth Scheip. And she also does local
right.
theater acting. And she's actually written, directed, and she acts in... a play, she wrote it, called Sherlock Holmes and the Most Irregular Tea Party.
Okay.
And that plays at the Brumder Mansion. And you kind of go back in time and you're like in his home.
Right.
And you help
and you
him
go
solve
around
this.
Through the, I've heard of this production.
Mystery.
Right.
Yeah.
Great.
So she's great too. So.
Now, it plays... The vampire formerly known as Dracula plays at the Milwaukee Film Festival mm-hmm. on what day?
October 4th at 7 p.m.
As part of?
The Milwaukee Show.
Which is when they show a lot of shorts made by all Milwaukee filmmakers.
Yep. We have shorts from UW Production Club,
right.
UWM Production Club. Some student productions are in there. And then we have local professional productions
right.
in there too. So.
And then does it play again or just that one night only?
Just
the
one
festival?
Night.
Great.
Yep.
Great. That's tough to have it just one
night.
Yeah,
just one night, and then takes its festival run, and hopefully get into a lot of festivals.
Good. So. I was going to ask you if you're doing that. You're putting in a lot of other festivals. And they help. The Milwaukee Film helps you do that usually, don't they?
Yep.
Great.
They help with that, so.
Well, good luck with it.
Yeah.
Just as a, can you just, is there a one line or two lines or three lines that you can say about the film to get people?
Well, the film is a vampire comedy about Dracula trying to basically cope with today's modern image of vampires that you get from Twilight and True Blood.
Right.
So, yeah, this classic vampire out of his element in today's vampire world. So.
Great. Great. Sounds like a Ryan Plato kind of idea.
Yeah, he likes it, so that's
good.
I'll
bet he does. Well, good luck with it.
Thank you.
I'm glad you, I mean, it's great. Your loyalty to that program and their loyalty to you is really a nice thing. Really develop you a lot.
It's an amazing opportunity that they've given me, so.
Thanks, Nathan. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.